This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Of all the really stupid games we do during commercial breaks, we just came up with a new one that is kind of a miracle. We haven't injured anyone yet. Mike Marr from the Junkies put a cup out and gave me a sand wedge and said if I could hold it, he'd give me $10. It's very, very difficult. I didn't get it. B didn't get it. Jeff did not get it. I took a video of it.
We'll I think Jeff's going to break the cup.
Because I'll break your face.
We need to get like a wiffle ball to do that.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Yeah, I stopped because I can't control my power on the course. It was only a matter of time.
Definitely what it is.
I've seen you on the course, not much power.
Ron is in Upper Marlboro. Ron, TJ Watt has got a new deal done with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does that make you feel a little bit better about Terry?
It doesn't make me feel any better, but I was feeling pretty good about it. It's the season for these types of things to happen. You have training camp coming up, and so a bunch of these deals are going to happen. I expected TJ Watt to happen. I expect this to happen. I expect the guy from Cincinnati whose name is escaping me because I'm talking to you guys
Hendrickson.
Right now.
Hendrickson.
Him. I'm expecting that to happen. You know, all of these things are likely going to happen because all these players – maybe except Watt, are more valuable to their team than really anyone else.
Makes sense.
So I'm not too concerned about anything. I wasn't worried, and TJ Watt doesn't make me feel any happier. Now, JT, you mentioned something that I want to ask you about that I know is not as you anything, but you mentioned them potentially putting Terry on a tag next year. Wouldn't that be more expensive than just signing him to a short-term deal or to a long-term deal now? You're going to be paying them over $30 million next year because it's like the top three average or something. I don't know all the details, but you're paying them the average of the top. So you're going to be paying them like you're paying Jefferson and Higgins and them.
Yes.
Or Chase.
Yes. However, it's just a year. If the disagreement is guarantees into a third season, which would be 4 years from now when Terry would be turning 34 in week two, this is a way they don't have to worry about guarantees in the year 2027 or 2028. So would next year's salary be comparable or perhaps even less? Yes, maybe, but Terry's not signing a one-year extension. I wonder if he wants four, and that's off the table, and the team will only do three. Those are the real questions. But it's a good call, Ron. Thanks, bud.
Yep.
My guy Jeff is in D.C. I don't think this is Jeff Walker calling from the toilet.
I hope it's not.
But you never know. Jeff, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? I want them to pay him, but one of the reasons I called in to ask Brian and yourself a question is, if you don't know something, you ask somebody because you don't want to assume.
Okay.
But they say Terry, he don't have any guaranteed money left. Can y'all in dummy terms break down what does that mean to me? Like,
sure,
a contract. If you get a $120 million
right
contract,
now. I got you. Ready
with $80 million? Okay, help me understand.
Okay, so the numbers you typically hear when a contract gets reported, 95 times out of 100, here's how it goes: the agent, and the team representative. So everybody thinks it's Adam Peters, and Adam Peters is driving this bus, but it's actually a dude, Brandon Sosna, is the guy that does most of the negotiating for the Commanders, right? So the agent and the representative finally reach a deal, and the 9 times out of 10, the team lets the agent handle reporting it. Teams aren't really in the business of giving a rip who gets to report what. Some coaches do. They want favors from big-time reporters sometimes. But most of the time, it's the agent gets to tell the reporter of his or her choice. And then, in turn, that agent tells the reporter the biggest possible number because they want the contract to look as big as possible, right?
Okay.
Now, a lot of those numbers are kind of not real. So Terry's deal this season, he has a cap number of $25.5 million. But he's guaranteed only $2.8 million. So he has a base salary of $15.5 million, then a bunch of incentives, right? If he get if he gets injured, he's not going to get those bonuses, any of the incentives. And now I don't think this would happen with a guy like Terry McLaurin. But if he got injured, the team could just cut him. You see that with Bob.
But if he get injured after the first game, he get that whole salary that
year. So when you talk about guaranteed money, not that it would have happened with Terry McLaurin this year, right? But in general, when we get towards the beginning of the new league year in March and we start talking about dead money and salary cap savings, like this year, had they wanted to, there would have been an $11 million salary cap savings if they cut Terry McLaurin. Because he only had $2.8 million guaranteed. There would have been a dead money hit, but when it's fully guaranteed, the team ain't cutting you. The team's not making any changes.
Yeah.
And and you remove the injury risk. Does that help?
You know what? It helps, but it sounds like you're talking gibberish. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds like...
It's a complicated structure, dude.
Man, because I keep hearing these big contracts, but then people say they don't get all that money. So I just wanted to hear somewhat. That's all.
Well, see, the thing, like the baseball contracts and basketball contracts, they're guaranteed. Football contracts aren't guaranteed, but you do get signing bonuses up front. A lot of time when you sign, if they say you're getting a signing bonus, that's your money that day. You know?
Okay. And the signing bonus is so say if your contract $100 million and you get, like, say, $40 million signing bonus. So it's is that signing bonus, is that the guaranteed part of the money you're getting, or is that just...
So the signing bonus is guaranteed, and you get it up front. However,
but it's prorated. For the books, they prorate it. So let's say it's 4 years, they give you 40, they count $10 million per year. But you got the $40 million that day.
You want to get more confused, Jeff?
No, I don't want to hear no more.
Here's how they really do it. So Terry McLaurin is under contract for this year. They added an extra year. There is a void year in his deal next year so they could prorate the signing bonus out one more season, even though it's not even a real contract year. It's a void year. Now that makes no sense.
That sounds like I'm watching Awesome Powers or something. I can't understand. Man.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Sounds like I'm watching Austin Powers or something. Zeke.
That's hilarious.
Zeke, you feel a little better about Terry now that TJ Watt got done? There's a lot of momentum around the league getting stuff done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Zeke, you there, bud? Zeke is not there.
Zeke gone.
Saeed is in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Saeed?
Hey, guys. I got a question for you. I'm feeling better that they will definitely get him signed, but even if we did, and I'm just thinking hypothetical, even if we did sign him to where his contract was top three, top four for wide receivers, the way that wide receivers' contracts specifically have been skyrocketing over the last 3 years, technically, even if we signed him and he's a top four, top five guy this year, it's feeling like over the next 2 to 3 years, he'll actually end up, even if he's top four, top five now, he'll end up like top 12, top 14 within 2 years.
Well, that happens. That's how it happens. And that's why when you come up, that's why you get the most you can, because you know in the next 2 years, it's going to be obsolete. That's where the salary cap is working.
Wouldn't it actually be smart to make him feel good right now and give him that 3, 4, 5 year deal, knowing that 2 years from now, all of this, he's going to be in the top three. He's not making Jamar Chase money. I know Jamar Chase's contract is huge for this year, but then it comes back down to like in the low 30s the next 2 to 3 years. So, like, I feel like everything is so fluid that what we're thinking about now and how we're trying to compare him to all of these guys, in half an hour, all that stuff's going to change, right? And then
I don't think they're
like
trying to compare to what. I just think that it's the amount of years and probably guarantees that they're concerned about.
I think it's years.
Right, and that's why I'm saying that even if you sign him at his age, at all these things, like, isn't 2 years from now he's going to end up a top 15 guy?
But,
and it's safe to
but
say.
But I don't
even
think anybody thinks about top two, three, 4 years from now. They think about right now, what I'm going to get guaranteed right now. They're not worried about 2 or 3 years where I'm going to be ranked. All I know, if I sign a 3 year deal, I want the max amount guaranteed I can get. If I sign a 4 year deal, I want the max amount guaranteed I can get. It's not worrying about where you're going to be positioned in 2 or 3 years.
I got you. I was just thinking that if we front load his contract like some of these other guys, when Jaden comes to be re-signed, Terry's contract percentage-wise will be much less than how it feels right now. So it almost makes sense to pay him that big upfront money. I was just asking.
All right, cool.
Hey, appreciate the call, Saeed. Thanks, bud. NFL contracts are confusing, man. Nobody's wrong to be confused. The simplest way to think about it, the sooner you pay, the cheaper it will be long-term.
Totally.
And that's probably accurate for just about anything. You want to buy a house, it's going to be cheaper today than it is next year. Barring
100%.
Some sort of calamity. We're going to keep these phone lines open. Ricky Irvins, former Redskins running back, will join us at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.